The jurors in the trial of William Porter, the first of six Baltimore police officers to face charges in the death of Freddie Gray, told Judge Barry Williams this afternoon they were deadlocked. Williams sent them back for more deliberations. Meanwhile, the city of Baltimore braced for the verdict. WYPR's John Lee reports 7th District Congressman Elijah Cummings said the people of Baltimore will be on trial in the days and weeks ahead.
Cummings said in a news conference that the verdict in the trial of Officer William Porter should be respected by all, no matter the outcome.
And our future as a more just community will depend more upon our actions than it will upon the decision of Officer Porter's jury.
He said the system has worked in the trial of Porter, the first officer to stand trial in Gray's death. He said all involved in the case, the prosecution, the defense, and the judge, have done their jobs.
The verdict will have as much legitimacy as our society can provide.
Cummings said he was pleased to see ministers and activists out at Pennon North last night, the scene of rioting after Gray's death in April, asking for peace. He also said he's pleased with Police Chief Kevin Davis's efforts to meet with the community. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
NWYPR's Mary Wildenberg says police from neighboring jurisdictions were staged in Druid Hill Park today in the event of unrest.
Just before 2 o'clock this afternoon, Adam Wyatt, construction manager at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, was out in front of the zoo with some colleagues, waiting for a meeting to start. Turned out this gave him a front row seat to a parade of more than 2 dozen vans, SUVs, and armored vehicles full of law enforcement officers streaming into the parking lot.
I've seen them from PG County, Anne Arundel County, Harford County.
More than 100 officers appeared to be at the ready. Earlier this morning, photographer Devin Allen, whose images of last April's unrest made the cover of Time magazine, shot photos of some of them in riot gear. By afternoon, that had disappeared, but some officers still wore bulletproof vests. Wyatt said he was struck by the contrast with what he saw in April.
To tell you the truth, the presence now compared to when we were actually having the riots, it seems greater, at least here anyhow, to me. Plus, they seem more prepared. I mean, they have armored cars up there and stuff. They did not have that before that I saw.
In Northwest Baltimore, I'm Mary Wildenberg for 88.1 WIPR.